It's dark outside. It's cold outside. And we're inside and we've been cooking. And we've been cooking our own mince pies. And it sounds like an impossible thing to do, but we've made our own mincemeat. And in front of me right here is a fantastic smelling pan. There's oranges and cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves. And in my case, whiskey, because we didn't have any brandy left. But I didn't actually make this mincemeat. It's an instant fresh cranberry mincemeat. And the person that made this mincemeat is sitting right next to me. Her name's Libiana, and she's 10. So I think we ought to ask Libiana how she made it. What was the first thing you put in there?
I can't remember. I'm not sure.
Brown sugar and whiskey.
Oh, yeah, the whiskey. There was lots of whiskey.
And then what kind of cranberries went in there? Were they dried cranberries or fresh cranberries?
I think we put fresh cranberries in here. So, and by the end of the cooking, it did actually look like they were just going to pop.
I think that's exactly what they did do. They kind of popped in there. And then there's other dried fruit in there, and I'm just looking at those very red ones. What are they?
Some sort of grape, I think.
Yeah, they're a mixed vine. And then there's cranberries, and there's another one there as well. Can you remember what it was?
Blueberries or cherries?
Both. Yeah. And then what's that there? Because that looks a little bit different colour.
I think that might be a bit of orange. You know, like they have like the pith, and then they have the zest. Oh no, I've got that mixed up. And then I think when I was putting in the juice, I think I might have got a bit of flesh in.
So. I think that'll taste pretty good anyway.
Yeah.
So how long did that take to make in all?
About half an hour-ish. I don't have a very good sense of time.
Okay, and on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, this is instant mincemeat, so there's no suet in it and there's no fat in it. This is just alcohol, sugar and fruits. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, how difficult was that to make?
Probably about 3. It wasn't very hard, but you did have to slightly concentrate when it went on the oven thingy.
Cool. So in real terms, have you had a taste of it yet?
No, I want to.
Go on then. Yeah. Here you are, there's a spoon just here. Okay, just take a tiny little taste out. Now this is going to go in our mince pies, but have a taste of it and tell me what you think. Is it still warm?
Mmm. Ooh, it's tingly. It's nice and spicy, like the spices. And then it's got quite a lot of orange and ginger in, so it's really nice.
Well, you've had a second spoon.
Yeah? Yes.
So we're going to turn this into our mince pies now. So what's in here now?
So far we've got flour, salt, icing sugar and some butter cubes.
So this is going to be our sweet pastry. So there's the icing sugar is in there to make our sweet pastry. And I'm just literally going to pop this over and mix it. Now, of course, you can mix it by hand, but we're making double today. Pop that in the mixer. Switch it on. And we're literally just turning that into effectively breadcrumbs. What I need you to do is run the cold tap, because the water that we use for this needs to be icy cold. Can you run that cold tap for me?
Okie dokie.
Well, that water's running really cold and it is actually freezing outside. So one of the reasons that needs to run very cold is because when you make short pastry, to get it really buttery and really crumbly, that coldness of the water really helps to make you have short pastry, which makes it literally melt in your mouth. So we'll take this out of the machine, which is simply mix those together. And what we're going to do is adding the water now. So that's all mixed in now and turned into breadcrumbs. Libiana, what are you pouring in there now?
4 egg yolks, normally 2, but we're doing double, so that's 4 egg yolks.
You want to pop those in?
Ooh, splat.
Okay. Now, the egg yolk makes it a lot less difficult to handle. And somehow, if you handle a pastry with some egg yolk in, it just becomes a lot easier in general to manipulate without ruining it, without getting it tough. So it's quite an easy thing to do. And then basically what we're going to do is we're going to bring that together using this cold water. So I'm putting the water in, and I'm literally going to mix that round. There we go. Now, it is perfectly possible at this point that you can spice your pastry if you want to. Or you could add a little bit of orange zest or something of interest just to give it an extra layer of flavour. I'm just going to bring this together now. Well, I've just brought this together now into a ball. I've just kneaded it very lightly to bring all that flour and butter and water together. I've just patted it down and I've popped it onto a tray here. And I'm going to let that pastry rest now. There we go. I'm going to pop it in the fridge. So it goes really cold, because when I bite into that mince pie, I want that pastry to be buttery, crumbly and utterly, utterly delicious. And part of that is the right texture. So that trick really is to have the cold butter with the really cold water and to handle that pastry as little as possible to keep it really light and fluffy. And my Auntie Minnie, who's actually my great Auntie Minnie, apparently made the best all butter short crust pastry there was. But she also had very, very cold hands. The pastry's had a good half hour in the fridge and it's just firmed it all up. So what I'm now going to do is I'm just going to throw a sort of snow of flour across the board here. A little bit everywhere. And I'm very gently just going to pop this, flip it over because I've rolled it out slightly, and put that onto the board. And just evenly, and it's quite hard to work with, just evenly I'm going to roll that out and then cut it into exactly the right size shapes to pop into my mince pies tin. And just behind me you can hear that the oven is on and preheated. Do you think that oven is warm enough yet?
Maybe, yes, probably.
What's the thing you like the most about Christmas then?
Presents.
And what about doing things like this? Do you enjoy baking at Christmas and cooking?
Yes. One of the best things about Christmas food is the smells whilst they're being cooked. You can just sort of smell the rich turkey, the gravy, and then the mince pies, of course.
So Christmas has definite smells for you, because you're 10 at the moment. So do you already know the smells of Christmas?
Yeah, probably. But then here we have, like, a different Christmas every year. Some years we go to Granny's, some years we go to Gamma, some years we have a big party here.
But the smells are all the same?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good. Right, this is almost rolled out. Do you want to go and have a look for one of the cutters in there for me? Yep. Well, the pastry's all been cut into shapes and popped into the tins, and they're sitting here on the side. We don't want the pastry to warm up, so we need to be working fairly quickly. So what you need to do, see here?
Yep.
Okay, take a spoon, not too big, not too full. And you literally just pop it in there. That's a little bit too much in there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
And take it out and pop it in. Now, if you put too much in, it will bubble out of the sides, because what we're going to do, while you're filling these, I'm going to be on the other side of the kitchen making a frangipani topping.
Ooh.
So don't put too much liquid in either. Can you see there's a little bit of liquid there? Because yeah. This hasn't had too long. If in an ideal world, that would sit for overnight. We haven't got too long to let that mincemeat sit. So about so full, no fuller. Can you do that?
Yep.
Right. So I'm going to go to the other side of the kitchen. And I'm going to break some eggs into this bowl. There we go. And what I'm going to do is I'm not going to put a normal pastry on. I'm going to put a frangipani topping on. And that is eggs, almonds, sugar and butter. And I'm simply going to put those eggs in. Some sugar here. I quite like it quite sweet, so a little bit of sugar. Some ground almonds. Here we go, ground almonds. And some butter. Let's go in the fridge and get that butter out. It does help if the butter's melted a little. This frangipane topping is in actual fact a little bit like the topping that you would get on a Bakewell tart. So I've put all of the ingredients in the bowl and I'm literally going to switch the whisk on and really whisk it up and get the eggs to put a little bit of air in there. And I do want it to rise just a little bit, so I'm just having a scooch round in my pantry. And a little bit of baking powder here. Oh, look, I never find anything in my pantry. Not when you want it anyway. Here we are. I just added just a teaspoon of that in, and then my final trick, just to really bump up the flavour in these, is just to add a tiny drop, not too much because it's just a whisk more than a kick of almond essence just in that topping. So I'm going to knock it up one more time. And we're ready to top the mince pies. So how are you getting on filling those mince pies?
Finished!
Great. Well, that's perfect timing. So I'm just going to rinse this teaspoon. Now, we made two lots here. We made some extra size ones and we made some little itty bitty mini ones, like little bite size ones. Which ones do you think will be your favourite?
Bite size ones, because.
No questions there. What we're going to do is just going to take a little bit of this topping, or this spoon, and we're just going to literally just top it. Now, I'm not going to put too much on, simply because it will rise. But that is the perfect little frangipani pie topping. Mm. I suppose in terms of what they're like, they're sort of like a mini version of a Bakewell tart. There we go. And for the finishing touches, if you've got some, you can throw some flaked almonds over the top. And they pop in the oven for about, well, the little ones for about not more than 10 to 12 minutes and the larger ones for about 20 minutes, but cook them till they're really golden coloured. I'm just finishing up these mince pies now and I've put the last of the topping on. It's almost 9 o'clock in the evening and I'm just popping this last one in the oven and I'm thinking, because it's my little girl has now gone to bed. And as I'm just finishing these mince pies, I'm just thinking to myself, this is what Christmas is about. It's about those times where you're standing and stirring the mincemeat together and you're chatting about your day. It's about those smells, those memories that are being created. And it's about everything that is good about getting together and eating. It's not just about swapping presents, although clearly that's on some people's minds if they're expecting Santa Claus to pop down the chimney. It's about forming those memories that make you into the person you are. And it's not always a good time for everybody at Christmas, but for me, making mince pies with my little girl Well, that's about making the memories that when she's a young woman and she has her own family, that she makes their memories the same as I'm making hers. And that's what Christmas is about for me. I can pop these in the oven. That is really good. And I guess she's going to have to try one of these in the morning.